When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey! Woo-hoo! Happy Monday, Fun Day, Camel Nation. We're back.
Is Mondays ever fun?
I try to like zhuzh it up a little bit to make it seem like it's way more fun.
It's Monday,
folks.
It's
the power of positivity. Okay? Apparently, it's very persuasive. The power of positivity is persuasive.
You know what? You're right. Look at me. Go Monday!
See? There you go.
Yay!
Had a fun weekend. Went to the Out of the Park Music Festival. We now have four new best friends.
We do.
Because George Burge is that little skinny guy in the group that, like, is always wiry.
He's just as cute as a button.
And, yeah, and fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
And then we got Louis the Singer, who's like the little guy who's going to get everybody in trouble.
That's the truest statement you've made thus far this morning.
Right? And then we got Chase Matthews, like everybody's like silly little brother.
Yeah, he is the
best.
Like,
hey guys, man, I love y'all. Hey, I love y'all. He's very loving.
He is. He very much is so.
And then we have Ernest, who's the cranky friend.
He's not cranky.
No, he was fun, man. Everybody was fun. The show was great. Camel Nation came out in droves.
Yeah, it was so nice to see everybody. And everybody was so polite, other than the two people who got into a fight in the pit during Chase Matthews' set. You two suck. But
yeah, they brought the vibe down.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer. But other than that, everybody was so great.
The vibes were up overall.
Yeah, overall, vibing.
And it was packed.
I know.
It was crazy packed, which means we're getting festival season itchy.
That was kind of like the kickoff.
Yeah.
And now we got Country Thunder coming.
And then we have the actual kickoff in downtown Florence.
Yep.
The road to Country Thunder. And then we have Country Thunder. So there's several opportunities.
Hope you guys are ready.
Yeah. And if you need those Country Thunder tickets, never a missed opportunity at a Camel Country Thunder ticket stop.
Exactly.
Which I'm doing today. A Wild Horse Pass, 5 o'clock. I'm going to be back out there, all up inside the Wild Horse with the tickets.
That's so great. I love it when you get back up inside the Wild Horse.
5 o'clock.
I love Wild Horse Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be great. And then we got another one like Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday,
we have them
Thursday.
So many.
So many ticket stops, guys. So, you know, you just got to be dedicated.
You just got to come out.
And you have to be stalkerish.
And we love that.
And I'm okay with that.
My ego enjoys that.
I'm talking about you, Belinda.
I love Belinda.
I love Belinda.
You leave
too.
Belinda alone.
No, Belinda's at everything.
She's amazing. And
she's like,
she's a flight attendant. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that till Friday.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She is pleasant like a flight attendant would be.
She is.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Come see myself and flight attendant Belinda at Wild Horse Pass at 5 o'clock today. So keep it right here. We're going to play Minute to Win It. We got another campground up for grabs plus those 4-day, 4 passes. 4x4.
4x4 by Country Thunder.
Love that. All right, Camel Nation. Thanks for hanging out on a Monday.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Sabrina's very annoyed with her husband, Daniel.
I love it.
He does something every single day. She continually reminds him to stop doing it, and yet it persists.
Sounds like a typical marriage to me.
So, sounds healthy.
Sounds super healthy.
So, of course, we're going to break that news to him right now.
Hello?
Hi, Daniel?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm getting blown up by a number. I don't know. What's going on? Well, how'd you get my number?
I had to dial a few times because you weren't answering, and I do have news for you.
Okay. Generally, I don't answer phone numbers that I don't know. But
I have news.
What's the news?
Your wife, Sabrina, wanted me to tell you that she hates when you wear her slippers outside to walk the dog every day.
What?
Did
she pay you for this?
This is not a paid service. I work pro bono. She went on to say, you know this. You know she doesn't like you wearing her slippers. You stretch them out and get the bottoms all yucky. She said yucky. And she said you track dirt throughout the house and she hates it. You. She hates it about you. She hates that about you.
Oh, my God. So this is a public service you're doing to let me know that my wife doesn't. You know what? Honestly, they're always right by the door. She has them set up perfectly. Uh-huh. They're super comfortable. I don't have any. The only slippers I have kind of hurt the back of my feet. They kind of give me blisters. So honestly, go tell her however you got in touch with her. I'm going to keep wearing them. All right.
So you refuse to yield.
I refuse to yield.
You're not tapping out on this one. Hey, Daniel,
I fight for what I want in life.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. So you're saying that we have to now break news to your wife, which is pretty regularly on this show. We have to call her back and say, tough luck, lady.
I have a solution. You could just go to TJ Maxx and get really cozy, fuzzy slippers that are in big boy sizes and problem solved.
I don't know. It's just not the same.
I feel like a hug on your feet, though. I kind of like how hers fit. That's hilarious. That's awesome. Thank you. You guys brighten my day. Thank you.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Shout out to the hometown of Surprise, Arizona, where this weekend it held the Out of the Park Music Festival at the Surprise Stadium, and it was a hit.
It was popping off.
I like what you did there.
So did I. I don't know where it came from.
We need more music festivals in the world.
Yeah, we do.
Especially
they just heal the soul.
Festivals. Yes.
They really do.
So I thought about the crucial components to make a great music festival great again.
Okay.
Number one, you have to have a great lineup.
Oh, yeah, that's
crucial.
Absolutely crucial.
So with Louis the Singer, George Burns, Chase Matthew, and Ernest on that bill, it brought like a very individualized, specific, but very cumulative fun vibe.
Oh, absolutely.
They tied into one another perfectly.
They did, and I feel like each one of them laid the next person up so well.
Yeah.
Like, it was very well done.
You can't just have a couple of country music stars and go, okay, we got a festival.
Yeah, no.
No, there's an art form to it.
There absolutely is, and they did really well.
And they absolutely crushed it. You got to have the best audience in the world.
Oh, duh, Camel Nation.
The Camel Nation came out big. I felt very special.
So did I.
They made me feel very special.
Good.
So thank you to the Camel Nation that recognized me and also said hello to me and also cheered for me when I was on stage. Now, what you did for Cheyenne was not neither here nor there. Don't care about it whatsoever. But for me, no. You guys showed us both love, and it was incredible.
Camel Nation, I will say this with my chest. Camel has the best fans and the best listeners, period, in this valley.
Period.
I will fight.
She will fight.
Because I truly believe that.
She almost did fight on Saturday.
Don't get me started.
Clean bathrooms and porta potties.
Yes.
That's another crucial component.
They did a great job at keeping the bathrooms clean. Yes, they did.
No lines.
Right.
Nobody ever wants lines anywhere ever at a music festival.
No.
For food, for merch. They had that worked out perfectly.
I love that there was enough vendors to keep the lines down.
Yes.
Like, you know you're going to a good festival when vendors want to go.
Agreed.
That makes it really cool. I love that.
One more crucial component is... Oh, man, I just tried to make up something on the spot, and it failed. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Let us know your crucial components. Maybe it's having a drinking buddy.
Yeah, maybe it's having the best group of friends.
I didn't even think about that.
To go with.
602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. What must be a crucial component for you to have an amazing time at a music festival? Because we got to look forward to Country Thunder, which is coming up in, like 15 days.
Oh, I got to order the rest of my outfits.
Camel Nation, we're almost there. Camel Country Thunder, right around the corner. We experienced a little warm-up to the warm-up this weekend, Saturday, in Surprise, at the Out of the Park Music Festival. And I'll tell you what, I think they did it perfectly.
It was really well done. I'm very impressed.
Heck yeah.
There was never an issue with parking.
No.
It was in and it was out.
In and out.
The crowd was great. They were vibing.
Which is going to be tough for Country Thunder because there's just so many people.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a little issue with getting in there, and we understand that.
Yeah, and I think you guys understand that, too.
It's called waiting in line beers.
Yes.
I don't advise it, but it happens. So some crucial things that you have to have for a successful music festival. Number one, a great lineup. Number two, a great audience. Number three, you got to have no lines anywhere. And number four, clean bathrooms and porta potties.
Which are all really great components.
Yes.
We did get a text from the 480 that said, time. Your timing has to be perfect.
True.
So that you can, that's all it said, but what I'm guessing is like to find the best spot.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to have good timing.
That's kind of how I took it too.
Yeah.
You got to be early enough to find yourself a nice slot that you can slither up because I hate walking through a crowd. Excuse me.
You will not find me doing that.
People are enjoying a concert, dude.
Right?
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that person.
Don't
or
be that
do
guy.
If that's your
or
thing.
Or like, and then they end up stepping right in front of you and stopping. I was like, yo!
As a short person, please don't do that.
Did you not realize there was a whole person standing right behind you? Why did you... Also from the 480, gotta have comfy shoes.
Oh, shoes are crucial.
Shoes are crucial because those festivals go for a long time, and a lot of times there's walking involved.
Yeah, and sometimes you buy Amazon cowboy boots that are not comfortable, and you pay
exactly.
the price for it.
You gotta get those insoles, the gel inserts.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared for stuff like that.
Yeah, just trying to help you out, Camel Nation.
Yeah, and then good friends, because nothing is worse than going to a festival with a crappy group of people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go anywhere with a crappy group of people. But you got to have that support system.
You do.
You know.
People who are there to vibe as long as you're there to vibe. Because you could go with good people,
yep.
right? But their battery might not be as long as yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
there's
yeah.
nothing worse than like being in the moment and your people are like, hey, I'm like ready to go.
Man, my feet are killing me.
Yeah.
You should have got comfy shoes.
You should have got the insoles.
Dang it.
Nico and Cheyenne are here for you guys.
We are. Sports talk.
Yeah.
It's what we do best. It's what we're known for. Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
We're just psyched because Arizona has made it another step further into what we call March Madness.
They
in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
this
they
year.
Beat Oregon 87-83.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Oof. That's a barn burner.
They have a bit of a challenge ahead of them.
Yeah, they play Duke.
yeah.
And Duke is good.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to call it what it is. According to Abe, they've been playing, what'd you say?
Duke is playing out of their minds right now.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
I have not watched a single game in this tournament this year, which makes me kind of sad because I normally do. Like, normally I'm semi-invested.
It was a great weekend.
I'll be honest with you. I've been catching the ends. Like, I don't really care that much about college basketball, and all that really matters is the last, like, 5 minutes of the game, and that's what it's been coming down to in a lot of these games. They've been tight. Not that many upsets. Maybe one or two that were like, whoa, really? But aside from that, like, it's been pretty competitive basketball.
Yeah, it's been, like, BYU beat Wisconsin 91-89.
Yeah, that was an upset that...
These are very close games.
I saw those white boys doing it, though. That's BYU?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So it's kind of shaping up. They're all in there. Florida's in there. Kentucky's in there. Duke's in there. Auburn... They're playing my University of Michigan Wolverines. So Michigan State's also in it. That could be an interesting Final Four.
Yeah. They're playing Ole Miss.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Michigan State.
It's going to be a good couple of games. So I'm here for Arizona. Go Wildcats.
Woo. Go Wildcats. Sports, 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 sports.
Clearly, we're a big sports station. We're not. But you know what? If anyone is in it from Arizona, I'm here for it.
I appreciate that.
I'm with that, too.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to the Lopes.
I know. Yeah. They always do so well, too. I was really bummed.
They hung with them for a couple minutes before it got crazy.
It was a decent run.
I was just happy they were there, though.
Yeah.
To be honest.
So. Love it.
Aside from that, bet on the team that you like the most colors, that you like the colors of their jerseys.
Well.
That's about as much as I know.
U of A is red, white, and blue. So.
Hey, let's go.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely windows down weather.
Enjoy it
while it lasts, folks.
You want to know what I love? Because I see this all the time as of the weather warming up, is when people have their windows down all the way and they are cranking nostalgic music.
Yes.
Like some Blink-182 or some Green Day. I literally saw this yesterday. That's why it's top of mind. And you're just rocking out.
Yeah.
Like you're jamming, you're singing every word, and you are driving your best life.
I love that.
I love that.
You know what tingles my dingle even more?
No.
When they're rocking Camel Country.
I do. That does make me giggle.
Woohoo!
When you hear, like, you pull up and you hear one of the sweepers come on and you go, hee hee.
I like to roll my window down and go, hell yeah. Speaking of hell yeah, we had some love at the show on Saturday at the Out of the Park Music Festival from way out in Strawberry, AZ.
I know. I love this.
This was incredible. Apparently, our biggest fans are our littlest fans.
And I'm okay with that.
There were a couple kids out at the show, Willie, Jalen, and Carter. We said that we would shout them out right now. So, hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Good morning. I hope you ate a solid breakfast.
So do I.
Most important meal of the day.
Hope that you enjoyed your very first concert because that was their first one.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I love that. And they all had their Chase Matthew merch.
I think they were the biggest Chase Matthew fans.
Biggest littlest.
Get it. Yeah, something like that.
But it was so nice to meet them, and it was so nice to meet their mom and their aunt who was there with them, and I think that's so cool.
Yeah, that was very special. And also, can you hear me in Strawberry right now? Hello? Hello?
Strawberry, is that you?
How are you getting... Well, I guess it's not that far away. No, it's pretty dang far away, though. All right, thank you, kids. We appreciate you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident.
IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right, it is Monday, which means a new week of Minute to Win It, but we're still on the same set of 10 questions we tried to get through last week.
Mm-hmm.
We only got to question number 8. We've got Janine from Chandler on the phone. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
All right, are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
Oh, I am ready.
All right, you've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. Let's play.
Let's go.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
This Country Thunder headliner just opened his Nashville bar called The Duck Blind.
Riley Green.
Known for its cheap beer, what German celebration originated as an annual horse race?
Oktoberfest.
According to its jingle, what coiled metal toy walks downstairs alone or in pairs?
Slinky.
This Country Thunder headliner's favorite drink is chocolate milk, though he had to cut back now that he's a singer.
Bailey Zimmerman.
What salty fruit comes in a variety like Kalamata and Manzanilla?
Olive.
What classic party game was originally called Pretzel by its inventors before being sold to Milton Bradley in the 60s?
Twister.
This Country Thunder opener went viral on TikTok for his song called Maxed Out.
Blankenship.
What tiny Caribbean island is the only sovereign nation named for a woman?
St. Lucia.
What newspaper tycoon built his own castle in San Simeon, California?
In San Simeon?
Yep. What newspaper tycoon built his own castle in San Simeon, California?
William Randolph Hearst.
This Country Thunder performer co-wrote Connor Smith's viral hit, I Hate Alabama.
Ooh.
30 seconds left.
This Country Thunder performer co-wrote Connor Smith's viral hit, I Hate Alabama.
Shoot.
5 seconds.
Oh no. I don't know.
Oh no.
Say guess.
Dang it, you are so close. So close. But I guess we're going to have to try again tomorrow.
Close, but no cigar.
Again, you did not get question number 10 right, but for playing, we are going to give you 2 single-day admission tickets into Country Thunder for Saturday.
Hey!
Sweet, yeah.
So you're going for Saturday. All right, Janine, hang on just a minute, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
So close.
That was so close.
Down to the wire. I was like, say something!
Just spit it out! Just throw it out there.
This was a mind blower for me. I thought it was pretty standard, but apparently Tori Lavello thought otherwise. It's Nico and Cheyenne. We got a chance to talk to Tori, and it didn't really register when it happened, Cheyenne, until like yesterday. I was like, wait a second. Did he really say that?
He did say that he has no idea what a Sonoran dog is.
All right. Here's his reaction.
What is a defining characteristic of a Sonoran dog?
I have no idea.
What is on a Sonoran dog?
Spots?
No, it's a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Sonoran hot dog.
A Sonoran dog.
It's basically a hot dog wrapped in bacon and goodness.
Oh my God, I didn't know what a Sonoran dog was. I've never had one.
You are in the Sonoran desert. Tori, by the way, FYI.
Like,
I'm sorry. Tori, I have questions. I have a couple questions.
I did not expect him to think we were talking about like a dog, like a rough dog.
We're talking about a dog.
Like, we're not talking about a dingo.
Like, I definitely didn't put that question in there to trip him up. I thought he would instantly know because the D-backs have always had some sort of Sonoran dog on sale.
Yes.
Inside the ballpark. Every season, in some way, shape, or form, you can get one.
They literally have a concession stand that is designed specifically for hot dogs of all kinds.
Right. I thought we were all on the same page here.
I felt kind of bad. I was like, dang.
Did not mean to do that.
Hey, we didn't mean to hang you out to dry, Tori. Apologize for that. But
also, thanks for the content.
Yeah. Great reaction. So it got me thinking, like, is it something that's super regional and just because we live here, we know about it?
100%. Because I didn't know what a Sonoran dog was until I moved here.
Okay.
And then I was out at a bar, and then there was a Sonoran dog hot dog truck thing, and I was like, I don't even know what that is.
Yes. I mean, it is one of the most delicious forms of a hot dog.
It
and
is
that
delightful.
Got me thinking, I'm like, which food hybrid is the best? What has been taken and, like, you know, fixed in a certain way to be better, basically?
Mm.
Which I was only introduced to the Smashburger recently. I've known they've been around, but I've always been that guy who's like, I need a meaty burger because I need to feel full.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then when I had a smash burger, they're not meaty burgers. Obviously, no. They're just smashed. And I was so much more fulfilled after that. I was like, oh my God, I'm never eating a regular burger in the normal, traditional way ever again.
Because you're full by taste bud delight.
Such taste bud delight.
Yeah.
And they always use two, let's be real, right? I mean, if you're going to do a smash burger, they usually come with two patties.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it weighs
out the same. I will get my meat in definitely. But that's the way. Do you have any examples of this? Food hybrids.
Pulled pork mac and cheese.
Whoa!
Yeah. It is my absolute favorite form of mac and cheese. But it's got to be a real barbecue-y sauced pulled pork. It can't be just like the meat dry. Uh-huh. Like, it's got to be sauced.
Uh-huh.
But the mac also has to be sauced. So it's just this delightful combination of tangy barbecue and the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Food Talk here on the Nico and Cheyenne Show.
Please.
I will cap it off with the latest trend. I don't think it's been going on much more than like 10 or 15 years in the grand scheme of things. But the fact that they can take a Twinkie or a hot dog or anything and deep fry it makes it so much better.
Mm.
Like, so much better.
Anything deep fried is, sign me up.
I had deep fried Oreos and I think there were like 20 in the little baggie that they gave me.
20?
I ate them like they were potato chips.
No.
It was bad, man. It was a bad scene. People were looking at me going, Nico, hey man, these are not, like, you should not be having more than two.
And yeah, I'm
like,
your arteries said the same thing.
Food hybrids that really get you going. I want to hear about them, Camel Nation. You can text us, you can call us, 602-894-5653. You!
I'm so hungry.
This is making me hungry also. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
We've gotten some great feedback, and we got a phone call right now. Camel Country, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What's your name?
Matthew, and I'm here for the weird food combination.
Yeah, oh, Matthew, what do you got for us?
I actually like Ritz and frosting.
Ritz and frosting? You want to know what, Matthew? I love graham crackers and frosting, which is probably like the same thing, huh?
Yeah, that sounds good.
It does sound really good. You want to know, you got to do, what's your favorite kind of frosting to put on the Ritz?
Vanilla.
Buddy, you got to try Funfetti frosting. Funfetti frosting will change your life on that Ritz cracker.
Okay.
Matthew, why the Ritz cracker, though? You like the savory and sweet together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's salty and sweet.
I love that. How old are you, Matthew?
Nine.
You're nine?
You had to be reminded. You're nine. Tell them you're nine.
Have a great day, Matthew. Have a good day at school.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, Ritz cracker with the frosting.
That little boy is my new favorite 9-year-old.
What else do we got?
We got a text from the 480. Tommy Bahama has giant jumbo coconut shrimp stuffed with crab meat.
Ooh.
That sounds absolutely delightful. We got another one from the 661. All beef corn dog, deep fried, split down one side. Apply a copious amounts of chili and cheese. Voila. Chili cheese corn dog.
Chili cheese corn dog sounds good too, man.
Meat, I don't know about you.
I'm a fan of it.
I love a good corn dog.
You put meat, any type of meat on a stick, and I'm interested.
Mm-mm-mm. Kristen from Scottsdale says that there's a new restaurant in Paradise Valley. It's called The Melt, because I was talking about the pulled pork mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
She said that they have a steak fajita mac and cheese, and it's absolutely amazing.
Oof.
Say less. That sounds so good.
We also got a submission from the 480, Pizza Cake. And I've heard of this pizza cake, but I've never seen it in person.
What is a pizza cake?
It is literally a pizza that's been layered up to be like a cake.
Stop it.
Yeah, I want this. If anybody can make me or point me in the direction of a pizza cake, I'm interested. I want to have this conversation.
That sounds delightful.
It looks ridiculous.
Now I'm
starving.
So that's cool.
That's Cheyenne's stomach.
It is. It's an accurate interpretation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My son has been the cutest little cutie patootie farooty tootootie lately.
Well, he is a cutie pie. He's the cutest thing.
Yeah, but thank you for that. Normally, he's the devil.
He's not.
So it's very, very weird. I don't know if he's motivated by, like, trying to get something from us or something. I don't know what's happening. But the past couple days, actually, like, 4 or 5 days, I've noticed, I looked at my wife, Brooklyn Dana, and I went, what is this salesman trying to sell us right now?
Have you asked him?
No, he doesn't. He's just like, hey, Dad. He'll walk up to me. He'll hug me. He'll kiss me on the cheek. He'll, like, cuddle up next to me. It's very strange behavior. I don't know if it's something in the air. I don't know if, like, all people are experiencing this with their pain in the butt 7-year-olds.
I mean,
how's yours treating you?
Well, mine, I was gone for a week, so naturally mine is all up in my bubble. Like, we have no personal space right now.
No.
Yeah, so for that, but also I don't know if I'm just really, like, blessed or lucky or whatever category you want to put it in, but both of my kids are naturally snugglers. They are so lovey, and they love
physical love.
They are boy mom, like, boy.
Yeah.
Mama's boys.
Yeah.
They're both mama's boys.
I got you on that.
Yeah. And they just if they could be in my clothes, they would.
And you allow you allow it.
Yes.
You allow it.
I do allow it.
I feel like there's some motivation here. I gotta find out the root of this problem.
If I did notice that there's, like, an uptick in it, or, like, Easton's not good. He doesn't have a poker face, my 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And actually, my 14-year-old doesn't either. So but they'll, like, look at me like they have this look, and they'll literally come up to me and be like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like,
my son,
I know it.
Is very mischievous.
He is.
So that's why I'm like, what's happening here? Why are you being so cool to me, man? And we have been giving him a little more freedom with the iPad also, like, because he's been doing much better in school.
Good.
So whenever he does well with the schoolwork, obviously, if there's recreational time or whatever, and he can throw down on the iPad, and he has been doing, I think maybe it's just been making his mood overall much more much more pleasant. Much more pleasant.
Much more pleasant.
Much more pleasant.
Well, I love that for you guys. Like, that's kind of nice, don't you think?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, a 17-year-old, 7-year-old, which is what he had been for the past, like, God knows how long.
Are you loving the loves?
Yeah, I love it, man.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, I reciprocate it, too. I give him a little Papa Bear hug.
Aww.
And I'm like, hey, buddy. Hey, man. This is nice what we're doing right here, because it's not going to last.
Let it enjoy it.
I'm letting it marinate. It's only going to last a couple weeks. And
spring
then
love.
He's going to turn into an 8-year-old, and he's going to be very cranky.
They are. So. The 8-year-olds are different.
There we go.
That extra year, man, it changes you.
Appreciate that spring love. Woo. Woo. If you want these Country Thunder tickets, you gotta come get some.
You gotta go see Nico.
That's right. I'll be out Wild Horse Pass from 5 to 6. Maybe doing a little extracurricular activity at a casino.
You're going to be doing some gambling?
I'm on a hot streak right now.
Are you really? When was the last time you gambled? I didn't know you were a gambler.
I do not gamble at all. I ended up gambling on one thing, and I made a little money. So now,
oh, now
I feel like
you're on
I'm
a hot
rich.
Streak.
I feel like I need to start doing like a tutorial on Instagram. Here's how you win. Your life
got
savings.
A new YouTube channel.
I hate those people.
I'm not. I just
this one guy. He literally has tips for slot machines. It's like get out of here, bro. Who, people subscribe like crazy. They're like, oh my god, he's a winner. He's a winner. I watch his videos, and every single time he's like, I guarantee you'll get a hand payout if you follow my tricks and tips. I'm like, you are literally hitting one button.
Put the money in, hit the button.
Hit the button. But
yeah,
anyway.
You want to know what I would do if I was at Wild Horse Pass?
What would you do?
I would probably get some food because
they've got
Fatburger, which you know I love.
Ooh.
They also have Ling and Louie's. And Ling and Louie's, if you have not had their chopped salad.
I have not.
Oh, you got to get it. It's so good.
Okay.
It is
maybe
a nice, refreshing chopped salad.
Hey, instead of, you know, losing money at the
go
tables.
Lose money
at a restaurant where it's going to be well deserved.
Yes.
Either way, if you want to come visit me, I have Country Thunder tickets today. Okay. Wild Horse Pass, 5 p.m. every 15 minutes. You know the drill.
So be there.
Yeah. Come see me. Thank you. I appreciate it. You! Oh, wait, is the show over already?
Dang it!
Oh, man. You know what, Camel Nation? We're going to extend it another 3 hours.
Yay!
Yay!
No, I need a nap.
No, absolutely not. But I will be extending my time with you today at 5 o'clock at Wild Horse Pass.
Yay, Nico!
Yay! Ticket stop if you want to come out. Every 15 minutes, we got a pair of tickets for you for Camel Country Thunder, starting with Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
Starts at 5, ends at 6. The sooner you're there, the more entries you get in to win.
Exactly.
So,
and bring friends and families.
Absolutely.
If you can bring families, you have a much better shot at winning.
Yeah.
I keep telling people that.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I love that you came solo, but it's going to be a little bit more tough.
Yeah. You got to bring the people.
We're going to be turning up the heat, too, because as we get closer, these tickets are going to be more wanted. Henceforth, more people are going to start showing up.
Yes.
So get in on these earlier ticket stops today, 5 p.m.
At the Wild Horse
Wild
Pass.
Horse Pass. Do some gambling while you're there. Anything else we need to talk about before we go? Adios, amigos.
I'm just so happy to see you.
Oh.
That's all.
I'm happy to see you, too. On that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.